me live over the phone this morning is Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator. Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Good. Doing great. We've got some snowfall. We're excited to get some moisture here. It didn't stick on the sidewalks of the streets, so that makes it even better.
Right? So. Yeah, we'll take every flake we can get after the summer we had, won't we? Every flake. Well,
appreciate
you taking some time and once a month to give us an update on what's happening within the city of Kemmer. So, Brian, I'll just leave it up to you this morning. What's been going on recently with Kemmer City?
Well, we've got some crews that are finishing up the heating system in our rec center, and that actually did it such that they didn't have to close the rec center at all. So we're pretty grateful about that. Right now, as we speak, you might hear a little noise. We've got some people on our roof putting on a new roof on City Hall. We've had a lot of leaks over the years, and they got, you know, bad not too long ago. So we decided to go ahead and allocate some money for fixing the roof. So trying to think what else we got going on here, just trying to get fully staffed and everything. We've gone through some changes, and some people were actually right now looking for a golf course golf and parks director position, which is a good director level position that's open. So anybody that has those skills, including, you know, the turf management as well as the clubhouse management, are welcome to apply. You can go onto our website to get that job opening. So
is that a year round position, Brian?
Yes, it is. It can be. It doesn't have to be, but that's how we would prefer it. That position tends to do a little bit more work in the summer and then take a little more time off in the winter, but we do actually have them help us a little bit with snow removal and plowing as well in the winter. So, and they also fix, you know, equipment and those kinds of things in the winter hours.
Sure. That's Kemmer City.
Another thing that we're obviously pretty excited about is hearing an announcement, hopefully sooner the better, on the nuclear power plant. That'll help give us some direction on kind of where things are hopefully going in the future here in our economy. So,
yeah, I was going to ask if there was any rumblings, but they were just told it's going to be before the end of the year. And, well, here we are in November, so nothing yet.
Yeah, but I'm hoping for a November announcement rather than a December announcement. But we'll see. I mean, December was when they told us it would probably be the latest that they would let us know. We've sent out some surveys to our citizens and residents to ask them their thoughts on nuclear, and so far we sent out their water bills. We received about 172 surveys back already, so we're hoping to compile those and get a feel for what people think about getting nuclear here, and so we'll try to report that perhaps next time we're on the radio, so
okay,
you can get an idea on that. So,
yeah, absolutely. And, you know, kind of along those lines, not directly impacting, but I'm sure we'll have a trickle-down effect and an impact with the city of Kemmer is the announcement a few weeks ago from LaBarge that ExxonMobil is going to really increase their carbon capture in the barge. So that's got to at least be a positive sign that...
Yeah, that's actually, and that'll create hundreds of temporary construction jobs in the area. And we've already met with Exxon and also with the Industrial Siting Commission on how to deal with the impacts of that. And there's some funding available to us, so we're grateful for that. That'll be forthcoming. We'll have to have some additional police protection and some other things at the rec center too, and the event center perhaps for training purposes. So one of the things about that too, there's permanent jobs as well. I think it's for the carbon capture utilization and storage project to the region. We'll have about an additional 12 permanent jobs for that. And so we're pleased to continue to see growth at the ExxonMobil plant. So.
Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, joining us this morning. Brian, anything else we missed that you'd like to mention today?
I suppose that you know, we're gearing up for Christmas. I know that this the holiday season, there's going to be a lighting ceremony. We haven't decided exactly which day yet, but maybe look on our Facebook page for that announcement. Plan on having Santa Claus there and all that, lighting the Christmas trees downtown. So,
sure, absolutely. And that's usually a post-Thanksgiving thing, correct?
Yes, usually. Yeah. It's probably going to be the first week, second week in December.
Okay.
Most likely. So.
Well, Brian, maybe next month when we talk, we'll have bigger news, depending on how things go with Rocky Mountain Power and the announcements.
Yep. We're hoping for that as well. And thank you for your time.
That's Brian Muir, Kemmer City Administrator, this morning. It's all part of the Weekday Wake Up on the SVI Radio Network.